My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, right now we don't have any left tackles. Other than that, we're doing just fine. There's your training camp report. It's really a preseason game number two report, because James Hudson went down. And then on the same play, trying to chase down a guy who had a pick, nearly pick six, Akeem Adeniji went down, and then Jermaine Ifedi went down. Ifedi's going to be all right, but he's not a tackle, so I don't know what the hell to do. And this is not a very good situation for anybody involved. And there's your training camp report. Why do you want to put him out there, say, just so you see him? Just so you have something to talk about?
Yeah, I told you.
So you can feel a little bit more optimistic about the season.
It was emotional, because I'm getting so many people that are like, I was excited about this season until... You know, I realize that, again, our quarterback, we don't know if we can depend on him. And I know it's what you're saying as well. If he plays in the preseason, why would that change, you know, your thoughts? Like, Josh Allen and the Bills have done nothing offensively, right? So far, as Zach had referenced, we had Zach Jackson on earlier. But Bills fans know that once the season gets going, you know, they feel really good about Josh Allen as their quarterback. You know, Browns fans don't have that. They don't have that card up their sleeve.
We are in a weird spot as a fan base. And I'm talking, I'm not just about the Browns. I think overall. You mentioned with the Guardians, like, where's the cockiness? This was last week before they got swept by Milwaukee. Where's the cockiness? Why isn't anybody puffing out their chest? Why isn't anybody whooping it up and saying that the Guardians are going to win it all? Why aren't there any callers yelling about the Guardians going to win the World Series? Now we need to be talking more. You would ask that question, and then they get swept by Milwaukee, and I bet there was a lot of listeners going, that's why we didn't puff out our chest. And here we are. We're getting ready for a football season here. We're under 3 weeks away from the opener against the Dallas Cowboys. Again, big time, nationally televised. What is it, America's Game of the Week on Fox? Tom Brady's going to be there in the booth calling the game. It's going to be an electric atmosphere, and I got nobody whooping it up. Because I think that a lot of people are going, yeah, we got to see how he plays. And when you're hearing mixed to negative reviews in camp about the quarterback, I think that that can take a little bit. But I think there's a lot of people kind of wondering what we're going to be this year.
Do you think, Kenny, though, the defensive part of this, like, we're all talking offense.
Year. Yeah.
Why is it the defense getting people to start chanting, here we go,
because
Brownies?
Like,
is that not exciting to have a dominant defense?
In their heart of hearts, it is exciting to have a dominant defense, but they know in their heart of hearts it's going to come down to quarterback versus quarterback. And I think that's the only reason people want to see him play on Saturday. They want to start to make some sort of argument in their heads, whether they say it out loud or not, that this guy can still swing it amongst the best in the NFL, like he did 4 years ago. I mean, it's been four seasons now, but we spent so much on him and we gave up so many picks that we're going to hope that he's able to pull that thing up and he's able to go with it and play good football. I think that's what they want to see. They want to see that on Saturday.
And I'm going to call myself out because, you know, I for years, while Jake Delhomme or Brandon Whedon, you can go all the way back to Brady Quinn had a good preseason game, didn't he? Like, there have been so many Browns quarterbacks that have had those unbelievable preseason performances.
That's how Brian Hoyer made the Browns that year.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember that. And, you know, like Bo Nix, I got his numbers right now, 23 of 33 so far, and he's been great. I mean, everybody's raving about Bo Nix. I'm not stupid, Kenny. I know that Bo Nix is not going to be this good, especially as a rookie. Maybe over time with Sean Payton. But I can guarantee you Denver Broncos fans are excited right now.
Yeah.
So that's all it really does.
You always want to look forward to something.
That's all it really does.
And that's what
they want. To get people excited.
That's what they want. They want something they can see to whet their appetite, to get a little bit excited. Guys, I understand all that stuff. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it's worth the risk. A regular season game is worth the risk. You got to win those. So it's worth to put them out there when I don't know if we're going to have Jed Wills. And if we don't, I'm not really – I mean, I know you got 3 weeks, but I'm not really thinking that he's going to be out there. I haven't heard a damn word. Don't even – think I got sources on that. There's just nothing to tell me that there's been that he's going to be out there in week one, but I have to put Deshaun Watson out there week one. I don't have to put him out there on Saturday, and the more I think about it, the less I want to put him out there on Saturday.
Do you think there's a legit chance that he backtracks now based on new information?
Yes. Who are the free agents right now? Who are the current free agents
for offensive linemen?
At offensive tackle?
I've seen some lists. I mean, I haven't heard of any of these
so
guys.
This is from 6 days ago.
I don't even know the guys we have behind our starters.
This is from 6 days ago. I got this is a Walter Football, so I don't even know if this is real.
Walter knows it.
All right, it was updated, but it was updated less than a week. I'm going to get to the phones. David Bakhtiari.
I've heard of him.
Is he retired?
I thought he retired,
okay,
too.
So he's basically a Jack Conklin where – okay, what are you going to do in week two if he comes out and plays tackle for you? DJ Humphreys of the Cardinals, formerly of the Cardinals. Let's see here. Nope, these guys are all signed. Williams is taken care of. Charles Leno at 32. And there you go. That's about all of them. Donovan Smith with the Chiefs. Dwayne Brown, 39. Went Dwayne Brown out there? I don't even know these guys. Here you go. Is Kendall Lamb out there and is he available? I don't even know if this list is like current. This is the closest thing I could get to a current list. I don't think Kendall Lamb is available. I think he's currently with the Fish. Kendall Lamb played for us at one point. Those were the dark ages, but he played for us at one point. That's where we're at, guys. So it's... Everybody went from saying every word in the book about Jed Wills and none of them were good to, boy, when's he coming back? We really need him to come back. You never thought you'd need Jed Wills back this much, did you? Not a position of strength, not a position of power. Don't like being in this position. And I would rather just not play Deshaun Watson on Saturday because of it. Jay in Erie, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Jay.
Hey, what's up? No, I totally agree, Ken. What is the advantage of playing him for one or two series at the risk of injury? But I can guarantee you if the Browns don't win week one or he doesn't look good, first calls on Monday morning going to be, see, told you he should have played preseason. But
yeah,
in all honesty,
I can handle that. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, is two series really going to make that much of a difference for him for week one? I mean, against a basic defense that's not really showing much. I understand getting the whole feet wet thing. That makes total sense. But is the risk worth the reward? But I guarantee you if he doesn't look good week one, they're going to say, well, he should have played in the preseason.
But playing him in that preseason game, Jay, and I agree with you, and thank you very much for the call.
If he gets injured in the preseason game,
yeah,
everybody gets fired.
But if he goes out there, exactly, that's the risk. See, now you're coming to my side. I can feel it. You're coming over. You're on your way over. There's just not many things that make sense about playing him anymore. You want Draymond Jones? You want somebody up against Draymond Jones? I'm looking at who might start for Seattle coming up on Saturday. If we're all playing starters here amongst friends. So, I mean, that's just where we're at right now. And I'd rather just play him in games. And Jay's right. Like, you'll get people going, he should have played in the preseason game. Yeah, but if he goes out there and he plays that poorly in week one against Dallas, do you really think preseason would have fixed everything? I mean, that's kind of like the lipstick on the pig and trying to figure out after
that. All
that
line of logic would dictate that we would never play anybody in any preseason game ever. The starters.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. And if Jed Wills were healthy... Or even, guys, even if they had Adeniji that was able to play. Yeah, go ahead, play him. Let's see it. You know, we'd have the big conversation. Kenny in Maple Heights. Kenny, hello.
Hello. I think he should play. I think they should start him the whole first half.
The whole first half?
Whole first half?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole first half. So they can get the offense to get a good rhythm. He ain't been playing in a while, so. I think they should get – I got confidence in them, though, but I just think the offense should get a good rhythm. They got new players, Jerry Jeudy, And they just need to get their rhythm and timing down.
Well, it's I don't even know if those guys
they
are.
They need to get ready for the Cowboys.
You would play Jerry Jeudy as well in that game?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He might have a lot of his first team offensive line. Kenny, thank you for the call. I don't know if he's going to have his first team wide receivers out there. Jerry Jeudy, those are soft tissue injuries that I'm worried about. Amari Cooper limped off the field last week, so I don't know if I want to play him in that game on Saturday. Yeah, it's just, guys, it's not worth it. Let Jameis Winston go out there and play. You're coming around to this, aren't you? You've kind of taken my side on all this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.